express yourself.
And good morning. This is Friday Morning Talk Line. I am solo today, but I'm going to have a guest, John Active. Diane is out. And again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. And phone numbers, please. Hold on. Just bear with us, everybody. Okay, the phone numbers here to give us a call are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing?
Good, good, good. After the K300, man, I tell you, I've got totally burned out this time. Maybe I'm getting too old for it.
No, I never say you're too old. You're young as you look and old as you feel.
Well, I look old.
No, I didn't say that. You did.
I did.
Okay.
So hey, listen.
What do you got there? A little note?
Well, I got a little note here. in fact, I saw it on the Facebook this morning. It said, police need to turn on their lights when there's low visibility in Bethel. Oh, and maybe use their turn signals, too.
Wow.
You know, if all of us
if everybody has to blibe. If everybody else has to abide by the law, why doesn't law enforcement abide by the law? Nobody's above the law.
Illumin.
Right?
Right on. So Illumin means right on.
There you go, John. Again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line. Oh, we do have a caller. Good morning, Greg.
Good. Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, TGIF. I'd like to voice an opinion.
Go for it.
Cool. The seating of Trumpsky or Trumpovich, whatever his name is, his seating there is totally illegal there with the question on the voting. It's becoming a military state, in my opinion.
And that's how you feel?
That's my opinion.
Okay.
And I have a concern about the enrollment with Tarzan School of Opera.
Okay.
I slipped on a banana peel while I was ascending up into the air. I saw some monkeys, a monkey's uncle's nephew and niece. Running out of the door. And during my descent there, I came to the conclusion that there's some funny monkey business with the enrollment. Am I still on air?
You're on the air, live and in color.
Okay. All right.
Okay, thanks, Rick. Okay, we have another caller. John, good morning, John.
Morning. I'm a little late, so I couldn't get a reception on my radio there.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Are you on now? Can you hear us on the radio?
I can hear you on the phone.
No, John? I mean on the radio.
Oh, I don't know. Nick was checking it out.
Okay.
Because I think we're not on the radio.
Yeah, you weren't on the radio. We couldn't get the, one is there?
KYK.org live stream.
Yeah, that Christian station.
Oh.
And FM, we can't seem to get AM, though.
Yeah, we're off the air.
We had a power outage.
Yeah, this morning. Anyway, I want to talk about, you know, we have a lot of disasters in, like all over the United States. We're having tornadoes and all that, flooding. And we also have our own natural disaster at Newtok. Reading the article on Obama, he ousted funding for their erosion program. I couldn't understand that. You see, he was in Alaska. Seemed like he bonded there, and yet he went out, cut the strings off. I can't understand that philosophy. And then you have Trump here trying to make a wall. For 1 mile, it's $6.7 million for 1 mile of that wall. And to add it all up, it's going to cost billions of dollars. Now, he wants to make America great again. Why don't he help out the citizens that voted for him? instead of bringing up that stupid wall. I think it's a stupid, dumb mistake. It's just being racially biased. Immigrants made America, not only the Mexicans, but you have them from all over the world. Here it is turning his back on that, trying to make America great by building a wall. Yet you have your own disasters in the United States that he's looking down upon. All he's thinking about is that stupid wall. I don't get, you know, I don't like his philosophy as a leader because he's out of range, you know. He wants to build Mexico. How is Mexico going to pay for it? They're in deficit also. And then a lot of the companies are moving down there. Now, when you want to negotiate a trade agreement, he's going to cut that off dramatically too because nobody wouldn't want to do business with him. Just example would be the wall. But, you know, I don't get his philosophy. That's a bum. And I just wanted to air that out, you know. Because New Tuck right now, reading under the article, within 2 or 3 months, they're going to have no drinking water. And within three years, they're going to have no school. And, you know, ain't going to be nothing there. And they're going to leave it up to the citizens? That's outrageous. We, you know, they need help. I hope Trump looks into that, get his brain all set, and try to help the citizens to have America great again. Don't look down upon them, especially if you voted for him. I didn't vote for him, so there's my 2 cents. I voted, so I get to talk.
Yeah, that's true. What were you saying about the Jalista enrollment? Did you say you had something about that?
No, I never mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
I was talking about Trump.
Oh.
And the flooding and all that, tornadoes.
That
people
guy.
People are being homeless now all over the United States. Mm-hmm. New talks in the disaster area. You know, what I want is, quit thinking about that billions and billions of wall. Invest into your citizens that need the help now, you know?
Yeah.
How do you know a lot of people ain't insured? Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know they're going to be homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, please don't drink and drive and watch where you're driving. I think it might be slippery on the roads. And be careful on the river because it's overflow, too. So, okay, Joe.
Hey, before you go...
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you think about the dog races?
Oh, I want to congratulate all the local mushers. I'm glad you brought that up. All the local mushers, the village, and Mr. Pete Kaiser for having the trophy here in Bethel instead of outside the town here. You know what I mean? Good to have the locals win it.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations to all of them.
So you were pretty happy about the outcome?
Yeah, because we had a local winner.
Yeah, and it's good to see that, and but, you know.
And the villages, too. I'm glad, you know, they're running. They're getting more and more energetic every year, and they're starting to learn their team more, working up their way up to the K300, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's one step forward. So congratulations to all of them.
Yeah, we'd like to thank everybody that's involved with the Cusco 300.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
the citizens helped.
You know, it takes a community to put on an event, but it's all the volunteers behind the scenes that we don't know or talk about that often, like John, when he's on the, you know, giving the reports on when the mushers are coming in.
They need a lot of time and energy volunteering.
Yeah, so, you know.
And thank them also, you know, not only the mushers, but everybody. In that race there. Mm-hmm. Makes a community.
Yep, okay. It sure does.
Yep. Okay, Joe, I better let you go there for other callers.
All righty.
Okay, see you, John.
See you, John.
Yeah.
So, John, I heard you were live and in color on the radio when the dogs were mushing.
Well, I tell you one thing. At the finish of the Akiak Dash, people were looking at me at the finish line shaking their heads, you know, and I was wondering how come they were doing that. And then I realized I didn't have a hat on or gloves. And boy, it was cold. Well, somebody came to my rescue and took the mic away from me and put me in a car. And I warmed up. I think I don't know what happened.
You must be real yuk.
Maybe yuk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
but I was amazed. I couldn't figure it out why I had no hat and gloves.
Yeah. For those of you listeners out there, there was a power outage. The transmitter's out, but we're live and in color on Streamline. So if you can't hear us on the radio, if you have a computer, go to kyk.org and you could listen and call and give your opinion. The numbers here, give us a call, are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954.
And if you're on the computer,
radio at kyk.org.
Yes.
What else is happening there, John?
Well, basketball, one thing for sure. We should be finding out eventually who will be playing and what times.
I can.
We're supposed to find out.
I'm not
eventually.
Sure. I know it's gonna. I know it's been happening. So.
Mm-hmm.
But how's everything going here at KYK?
Everything going fine. Everything going very fine.
Everybody did their part during the Cusco 300?
Man, I tell you, we even had old faces and old voices come on.
Really?
All the way from outside and from Ketchikan, I think. And
wow.
But we had people here that used to be on the radio years ago.
And who were they?
Well, there was Angela Denning, used to be Barnes, mm-hmm. Angela Denning. And then there was... Ribo Shore.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I heard Ribo.
Yeah, he was on the air. And the other one was Ben Matheson.
Oh,
he
really?
Came up. Yeah, he came.
Wow.
And we had other people, the old regulars that were on the trail. Adrian was in a couple of villages upriver.
Uh-huh.
And so was Angela and who else? We had a lot of people out down the trail.
So we had everybody covering from almost every village and
mm-hmm.
telling us what's going on and happening.
Absolutely.
That's good. You know,
yeah,
I can't say enough about all you people here at KYK when it comes to events like that. It's amazing.
Well, you know, it's all due to donations, too.
Yeah.
From the donations, we get to do that.
Yep.
We get to put events on the air, meetings, the K300, other things. All due to donations.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep them coming. Okay, mm-hmm. We got Herman. Good morning, Herman.
Yeah, good morning.
How you doing? How's everything upriver?
Oh, pretty good. We're finally getting out to normal winters. Yeah, good to see that. I was talking about the update on that permanent fund, what's going on. Tomorrow they're having a call-in. You can call they're having a meeting in Juneau to discuss the permanent fund, and you can go to your LIR office and comment on the permanent fund. And then in June, the Supreme Court can decide on it, but you can go to the site at www.facebook.com/save the PFD, because if that's successful, that'll stop them from raiding the fund and send them guys like Lyman Hoffman and Bryce Hedgman a message that it's wrong what they're doing, raiding the permanent fund, because it's pretty low. Alaskans below the poverty line, you know, and it's taking away a big boost to Alaska's economy. What the governor and them are doing, they're using flawed data from they're saying it's going to be a crisis if they don't do that. But they just found two new huge oil reservoirs in North Slope. You know, that's going to help fill the pipeline up. And with President Trump, they're going to open Anwar, and he's going to fill that pipeline up again in the state's coffers. So they should just leave that permanent fund alone, you know. And I'm glad Mike Pence is the vice president, too, because, you know, he's kind of afraid to speak out. He's a man of God. He's not afraid to speak out against stopping abortion, you know, and maybe that's finally going to stop. And this business of men using their women going to the girls' bathroom, and that laws where a man can marry a man, a woman can marry a woman, that's going to be stopped, you know, all that wickedness. And them terrorists are going to be taken care of. It's good to see that, you know, because in this book it says, the last days, that this being is going to pour out his spirit on all mankind, you know, and maybe using the United States as a tool to do that. It's good to see America getting back to more values, and because Christ Jesus is coming back, and our president, he's not afraid to say that, you know, that's the problem where the United States was going. But, you know, getting back to that primary fund, you know, if they build that gas pipeline, it'll help us too out here, and it'll help state revenue because they'll provide propane like in 500-gallon tanks. Man, you could heat your house, you could cook, you could wash your dryer clothes, and even provide electricity if they had things like that, you know. Even vehicles can be converted to propane, but that's what we need, relief, you know. But join the effort, you know. If you get the recall petition, put in bingos or ball games and have people sign it, you know. A lot of people, they can't, they're making payments on trucks and other things. Now they can't because they take the burden fund away, you know. A lot of kids can't provide money for further education because they take the burden fund away, get half of it. And you go to that site and help your fellow Alaskans. And it's good to see things are changing in this country. Even this fake news, you know, CNN, they're finding out NBC, ABC. They have affiliates like KTUU, KTVA, and that's how they spread this fake news. You're not hearing news, you're hearing what they want to hear. Like propaganda. So even they try to get liberal talk show hosts, they try to control talk radio, they try to control internet, they try to control that too, just call it net neutrality. But freedom of speech is taking over. It's good to see that. And those are my comments, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Good morning.
Okay, morning. Bye.
Okay, good morning, Casey.
Oh, good morning. Hi, Joe.
How you doing?
Good.
Wife, hey, kids, grandkids?
Oh, they're all good. Thank you.
I have to check because you're a grandpa now, you know.
That's right. I've been a grandpa for 9 years.
Well, that's good. Welcome to the club.
Hey, I'm actually calling you from the Anchorage Airport. I'm on my way back to Bethel, but I wanted to give a reminder. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Cultural Center, I'm having a cribbage tournament, and it's a $5 entry fee. And so it's 11 o'clock at the Cultural Center. If anybody has any questions, they can give me a call at 545-4415.
Okay. On another note, put on your fire hat. What's going on over there?
Well, we're still trying to scrape together the last part of that our monies for the new ambulance,
mm-hmm.
But I'm going to guess we're somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe around $30,000. We're still trying to rustle up, but the whole planning on that is in the works. So I know we're going to be seeing a new ambulance here on the BART sometime this summer, but. And we'll probably, when the dust settles here, do a little more fundraising, maybe some kind of, you know, like we do over there at the station with food and stuff. So mm-hmm. I will keep you posted on that.
And yeah. People can still stop by and make a donation,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah, anytime. We have been experiencing some difficulties with the ambulances that we have. People have probably noticed ambulance being kind of dead at the end of the our ramp with the hood propped open, and so we are due for a new ambulance.
Mm-hmm. Another fundraising idea, Casey, maybe set up a table at Saturday Market.
Well, that's a good idea. That's a good idea.
And the other one?
That's a real good idea because I know somebody that has something to do with that Saturday mm-hmm. market. Mm-hmm. So I'll.
Yeah, she's called that. Your better half, the one with the big boss cap on.
Yeah, but that's a real good idea. I think you'll probably see me there at the next Saturday mm-hmm. market.
Well, you know, You guys do a great job on cooking and whatnot, but the one thing I've noticed in Bethel we don't have too much of is a good place to have a decent breakfast. Maybe you guys can do some kind of breakfast fundraiser.
Do a breakfast feed, huh?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, well, there's so many idea. Options, but, you know, maybe you guys can do fiddling. People love to fiddle.
Well, yeah, the fiddle dance.
You know, do a fiddle dance or something, but, you know.
I think we only did that one time. Search and Rescue kind of showed us the ropes on that, but that was many years ago. That was like 20 years ago or something like that.
You guys have so many options, you know. I mean,
yep.
It would be amazing to see the Bethel Fire Department have a raffle this summer during the 4th of July and go to all these organizations and ask for donations and go get some airline tickets all the airlines and whatnot and see if somebody will donate a boat, motor, or snow machine or a four-wheeler or a car or truck. There's so many ways that we, the people in the YK Delta, we know we can get this rest of this money for you. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so much.
Yeah, a lot of the big organizations in town have been really, really helpful so far. And with this whole fundraising event, you know, we're talking almost close to $250,000, and we've gotten most of it. You know, I think we're over 200,000. So so anyway, you got some good ideas there, and like I say, you should see me as long as I'm in town at the next Saturday market.
Cool.
With a table.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll see you guys. Have a good weekend.
Later.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Again, the phone numbers to give us a call are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's been a lot going on, and there's been so much on the news, and I noticed some of the people that are calling are talking about they feel that Trump is not fit for the job, and he's making all these changes and hiring and firing people and replacing people. And, I mean, you know, he said he's going to stick by his word and start doing all this stuff, you know. I mean, some of us might agree with what he's doing, but there's always the option of voting him out or impeaching him.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
they almost did Clinton.
Well, we got, who was that one president, Reagan or Nixon?
Yeah, Nixon, yeah.
Yeah, we got him.
No.
So, I mean, there's so many options we have. It's just, you know, I mean, what he's upset about, too, is he didn't win the popular vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So, and phone lines are open. Send us an email. Give us a call. We know we're not on the air, but there was a power outage, but we're on kyk.org. You could listen to us on your computer, live stream. And we know people are listening out there. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. I like that one call about the police need to put their lights on.
Oh, yeah, that was on Facebook this morning. Hey, Bev, if you're listening, tell us about the free swim for youth, 12 and younger, today, I think.
That would be either Bev or that, what's that young man?
Hanksman Law Office.
Shady?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the young man that usually calls every week.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
Grady
or Shady, whatever his name is.
Grady.
We know that. Shady, yeah. Yeah, there we go. I mean, we could call him Larry Moe and Curly. He might not know. So, John, how you been doing? You doing good?
Well, yeah, I'm doing fine. But during the K-300, I had to camp out here because it was, you know, cost so much money to go from here to Ayaspik and back and get up early in the morning and try to get here on time. So I slept upstairs in the apartment along with two other reporters, and one of them was Ben Matheson, and he told me that I have sleep apnea. I didn't know that.
Well, I'm not going to ask what that is. I'd hate to ask you what that is.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure that is, but it's a sleep disorder. And you quit breathing.
Wow.
And then somehow automatically you start breathing again, and and that woke him up and scared him. Well, that scared me when I found out about it. So I still got
to
make an
appointment. You should have told me you're trying to scare him out of his wits and get him out of the building.
Oh, no. No. Anyway, I got to make an appointment at the hospital for that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm kind of concerned. I do wake up in the middle of the night. I don't know why, but I didn't realize I had sleep apnea.
You know what my biggest problem is, John?
What's that?
No matter what time I go to bed, I wake up 4 a.m.
I automatically get up at 2:30 and straight to the bathroom.
When I used to take care of my dad, you know, I'd be sleeping hard as a log, and next thing I know, I hear all this noise. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. So this is how it's going to be when we get this like this.
Mm-hmm.
Which is okay, though, but, you know, so I try to go back to sleep if I can. If not, I just lay there like a log and just think about things. How's the rest of the family?
Okay, everybody's fine. Down in Kong, and they're fine, and Utmao and Kipnuk. Yeah, they're pretty, just Charlie and I are here.
Everybody's good.
Yeah, everybody's fine.
All your nieces and nephews.
Oh, yeah, they're all fine.
Grandnieces and nephews, mm-hmm. Everybody's good. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's good. Again, this is Friday Morning Talk Line, where the show is driven by you, the callers. The reason why it's a little slow, we're off the air due to the transmitter going out at the time of the power outage. But if you're on a computer and you're at kyk.org, you know, give us a call. We'd love to hear what you have to say. I see that Trump has signed those two pipelines back.
Oh, yeah, I heard, I saw that.
What do you think about that?
I don't know how he thinks. I mean, everybody across the country seems to be against those. And I don't know how come he doesn't pay attention to what people are saying, you know?
Yeah. Well, if he's going to be the president he said he's going to be, and he said he's for the people, we'll have to really see what he does.
Right.
You know?
And most seem like he does everything on Twitter.
Oh, that's not good. He's telling people not to post on social media, but he's doing it.
He's doing it, yeah.
What gives him that power?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You got John again. Good morning, John.
Morning. That's all gossip he does.
Hey.
He likes to gossip. Anyway, I want to let you know we got you on the line now.
Oh, we're on the air? Live and in color?
We're
back on the radio.
Now. Oh,
okay, good. That's so good. We still got an hour left, so...
I feel like rehearsing what I said this morning, but maybe they heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you got... Somebody got their antennas on.
Yeah, they're on now, everyone, so...
Okay, now, don't turn your rabbit ears off, John.
Nope, I was going to leave and not listen, but I got to listen now.
Yeah,
there you go.
As for that pipeline, they should leave that alone. That's Indian land. They broke enough treaties, taking away the land from us and re-signing treaties... Over and over and over again. You break it. No respect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
Maybe you can explain a little about what happened while we were off the air.
We're back on the air
due
to a power outage, and they finally got the transmitter working. So all you people that are listening, you could turn your radio on if you want, or if you got it on, feel free to give us a call. And, yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say. So.
Mm-hmm.
We had a power outage, affected the transmitter. It didn't affect online.
No.
So online's still going, but we're live and in color on the air. So happy live color, John.
Oh, yeah. I got bright orange vest.
Uh-oh.
You got what?
Black stripes and white.
Yeah.
So we had Pete Kaiser win the 300.
Yeah.
Who won the Akiak Dash? Was it that guy from Tunt?
I
can't remember his name.
You know, there were so many mushers, I don't remember.
Who won the Bogus Creek?
No, I don't remember either.
You don't remember all that?
No.
But it was good.
Oh, yeah, it was good. The Bogus Creek finish was covered by Lillian Michael and Angela Denning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I covered the closing. Lillian and I did the end of the Akiak Dash and the start, which was quite exciting. It was just very enjoyable to be down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say that again. Luis Pavla, he's the one that won the Akyak Dash.
Bogus Creek.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Cameron Jackson.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like to congratulate all the mushers, whether you came in first place or last place. You know, it's good to see all these people get involved and things happen. And we can't say enough about the Cusco 300. And, you know, it's really, it's a good show.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
And people come from everywhere. And I understand the mushers don't have to pay an entry fee.
Yeah.
It's to get them enticed to come and race.
Right on. You know, especially the local mushers.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome to see all this stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything happening? I wonder what's going on with our city government. I know that I'd like to put a plug in for all you, the DOT, keeping the state highway free and clear of snow.
They do an excellent job.
You should see them guys at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they do an outstanding job out there. And then we got our City of Bethel streets and roads maintenance crew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these guys, they have a tough job, but they're out there 50 below weather.
Yep.
Boy, it was cold.
It was.
I don't know why people talk about climate change and what's that other one?
El Nino.
Yeah. there's no such thing. Weather's like it used to be. Snow's here.
Mm-hmm.
Cold. That was cold for a long time, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, it sure was every day. but I'm really glad to see all this snow.
Yeah, it's about time.
Mm-hmm.
But that cold played havoc on everybody. Vehicles, cars,
yeah.
Trucks.
Freezing up stuff.
Freezing up stuff.
Toilets freezing, man.
All kind of stuff. Okay, Wasley. Good morning, Wasley.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Where are you calling from?
Napusket.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, last week, Monday, I used my heating assistance. I'm grateful for, you know, getting dry heat.
Mm-hmm.
I filled up my 110-gallon stove oil and my heating assistance since last year. It's almost used up, a little over 200. And I received a new application for this year, thanks to ABCP. As I read the regulation, it said I got to have a little over 200 left to fill one out again.
Hmm.
And the heating stove oil here in the village cost almost $400. Yeah, it's pretty high. And I wish that the you know, there weren't any regulating on these fundings for natives, especially the villages with high prices like this. When I see the new regulations on the funding applications, it tells me that whoever created this regulation is very well off. And in no need whatsoever. Forgetting us who are unemployed or the low income. The villages who are in contact with the ABCP, you know, there should be a trust responsibility should be carried out for all the natives, whether they are contact or not with ABCP. With our regulating heating assistance and general assistance. And the other thing I want to talk about is this week, just this Tuesday, VPSO came to my house and said that he had something to say. It's not going to be easy. And he said, I'm told to come and tell you to stop stealing stove oil.
Hmm.
I asked who was suspecting, VPSO said my neighbor was. And I wanted to show him my receipt for the Monday, the 16th, that I filled 110 gallon out of that dry heap. But he said he didn't. But he said he did not need to see that, and off he went. And man, I thought about this over, you know, overnight, and couldn't sleep over it, and maybe talking about it with help. And I decided to air it and see what anybody has to say. If they were on my shoes, you know, if you're being suspected, and the reachers all came in and, you know, talk about, you know, about, you know, this, what you did not do, and as if you did that, you know, that's very incriminating. Now, don't get me wrong, I appreciate the work by the law enforcement, because I was a police officer once in the past. And my work was as taught and by the words out of a state trooper's mouth, saying, we don't go by hearsay. And that's how my work was. All right. Thank you very much, sir. That's all.
We're on the wall, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
That, you know, that's mind-boggling.
It is. I mean, he probably was hearing rumors and going on the rumors, then he goes and does that to that poor guy.
Well, usually the one making the accusations, usually, you know, when they start accusing you of something, you're doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's true, maybe. Yeah.
But anyway, we're back on the air. You're listening to Friday Morning Talkline, where the show is driven by you, the callers. And yes, we'd love to hear what you have to say and what's on your mind. Phone numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the basketball schedule for today.
Cool.
Starting at noon, we got Junior High Blue and Gold Girls. That's at 12 noon. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see here, 1 o'clock, Tuxuk Bay versus BRHS JV Girls. 2:30, Tuxuk Bay versus BRHS JV Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the big games, John.
Okay.
Starting at 4 o'clock, Kodiak versus Scammon Bay Girls.
Wow.
5:30, Kodiak versus Scammon Bay Boys.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, Sitka versus BRHS Warriors Girls. And then at 8:30, Sitka versus the Warriors Boys. That's tonight. Oh, today starting at noon. Last game's at 8:30. And then tomorrow's schedule.
Saturday.
Saturday. Basketball games start at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
9 a.m. is Junior High Blue and Gold Boys. 10 a.m. is Junior High Blue and Gold Girls.
Now, those are the high school students, right?
These are JV.
Oh, okay.
Junior varsity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then we got 11 a.m., Junior High Blue and Gold Boys. And then, let's see, 12 noon, Tuxuk Bay versus BRHS JV Girls. 1:30, Kodiak versus Sitka Girls. 3 p.m., Kodiak versus Sitka Boys. And then 4:30, we got Tuxuk Bay versus BRHS JV Boys. And here's the big game. It's, one at 6 o'clock is Scammon Bay versus the Warrior Boys. And the last game is, excuse me, 7:30, Scammon Bay versus the Lady Warriors. So if you're into basketball and want to cheer your team, go to the Warrior Dome and yell your lungs out until you can't speak no more.
Happened to me once in high school.
Uh-oh.
Man. Anyway, being an Eldorado like myself, I don't have to pay nothing to go to ball games now. I'm so glad.
Oh, man, you're one lucky guy.
There's a bunch of us lucky guys.
Almost like a movie star.
Anyway, here's another announcement I'd like to make. the deadline to submit Best in the West small business competition applications is today. The last mandatory workshop was yesterday. That was last night at the Upit Pizzeria Cultural Center at 6 p.m. If you have questions, call Grady at 543-4548 or Renee at 543-4538 also. 38. So, Best in the West. If you got an idea to make money, fill out an application. They'll get you started.
What else you got there, John?
Well, Angstman Law Office sponsors a free swim for youth 12 years and younger today after 1 p.m. The YK Lifesaver sponsors half-price weekends for everyone. That's probably including me.
So that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Man, John, if you go up there, you'll be the almost a, what's that called? A man of the hour in the trunks. They'll say, who's you know, that guy?
Yeah, you know, somebody gave me a pair of swim trunks.
Uh-oh.
But I haven't used them yet.
Now you got a reason to go.
Well, Bev gave them to me, so I have to go.
Uh-oh.
But I'll find out how much you got to pay.
Well, you said everything you do now is free.
Well, only ball games.
Only ball games. So you must be what? How old are you now? Or young are you? I'm 57. I'm not going to be afraid to say my age. I don't care how old I get.
67, me.
Wow, you got 10 years on me.
Uh-huh.
I hate to see what the difference is besides your good looks.
Yeah, right.
You know what? You know, I've seen a lot of people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
In this community, and you know, some of us are married or got a partner, but mm-hmm. you know, I often wonder about these single people like you and some of the ladies I know. What is single life is like it say it is, or is it just something you just enjoy because you're single?
Does freedom pop into your head?
That's the key word.
I think so. Free to do anything.
Don't have to worry about nothing.
No, hardly. Hardly wow. ever.
And what gives you the longevity besides being single?
Smoking and...
John, you don't have to say that. But anyway, phone lines are open. We're live and in color back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Phone numbers here are 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954. Or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org. So phone lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
What else, John?
So what's with McEachern?
McCaffrey?
McEachern.
What's that?
McEachern. That's the way it's
MacGregor?
That's way it's spelt.
Oh yeah. I don't know. All
Where
I know
is she?
I don't know. She didn't say she's not here, so
yeah.
You took her place, which is
well, you know, I got an email from her saying that you were going to be gone, that I should be with her on the radio. So I was telling everybody I'm going to be on the radio with her this morning. Well, but then maybe that was an old email.
Probably.
That finally came from GCI.
Oh, last that's week, a dirty maybe. Word, GCI.
Ha!
It, you know, sometimes we get service, sometimes we don't, and we don't see no credit of any kind.
No. Never.
They just keep letting us pay and pay and pay.
Through the nose.
Through the nose. Including the eyes and ears.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Larry,
good morning, Larry.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe I saw on TV news this morning that Trump said that they're going to cut...
federal funding.
Grants to the EPA.
Yeah.
So how that affects the surrounding area here is that grant money goes to provide clean water and sewer in the villages.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know if I'm right about it. Somebody should call in and make comments about that. get a discussion going there.
Yeah, you know, they're not going to be able to get any more federal funding for emergency situations like erosion in Nuuk. They're going to be have a heck of a time trying to get money to move the village now because the funds have been froze, I think. Yeah. Trump did that.
Yeah, well, this is a basic health issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no clean water, go back to dumping the honey bucket out the door. We're going to have some more people call in, you know, make comments and see if I'm mistaken. I got to be, because that's just basic human
right.
needs. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Guyana. Well, there is a story that you're going to hear on the KYUK noon news report regarding this. It's very, I read through it earlier. It's heartbreaking. Very heartbreaking.
Okay, we got an email.
Yep, we do. It's an, sorry, it's an anonymous email. It says, I'd like to complain about the liquor stores here in Bethel and what troubles they are causing within and in the surrounding villages, and they should know what's going on. I'm sure they know, but it's causing a lot of trouble. Thanks for listening. Anonymous email.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John, some points are made, but we got to remember the fact this is Bethel. The voters went and vote.
Mm-hmm.
We knew what was going to happen. We expected what was going to happen. But each person is responsible for their own actions.
Mm-hmm.
John, if I took a jug and forced it down your throat, would you call that drinking? No.
Yeah, I think it would be if you forced it down my throat.
See, that's different. But if I offer you a drink and say, have a sip, that's mm-hmm, different, right?
Mm-hmm,
you choose to.
Right.
But if I force it down your throat, then you're going to call me everything you can in Yupik.
There are no swear words in Yupik. We have a call from...
Howard?
Howard.
Yo.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, about the drinking, it is person's... private life, you know, and if you choose to walk around and gallivant and let everybody see him, you know, that's a nuisance to the public. They should learn to do it someplace where it's not so obvious for everybody to see, you know. But other than that, it's a personal choice, you know. Well, driving down the river, me and my wife and my daughter, I noticed, I think I got past Oscarville
mm-hmm.
on the ice trail,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden there was a red line, and I was looking, whoa, and really red, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe somebody had got caribou or something going home, and they've got it was long. It kept on going for miles, and I looked at it. So I got looked at it, and it was transmission fluid.
Wow.
And I think it went about 2.5 miles on the river trail. It's just red.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see a vehicle up there not too far from the park, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if a dog... licked up that transmission, it would be dead, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, imagine how much transmission was out there on the ice there. You know, I said 2.5 miles, you know. How many fish would die from that?
Mm-hmm.
It's very... I wish there was some way that someone... get that stuff up out of the river, because that's really deadly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you talk about the mine up there in up the river. If they ever have the crack in the ground and that stuff leaks out to the water, oil waste, you know, we're going to have a bigger problem, too, you know. So I just wanted to bring that up and let people know that, you know, check their vehicles, you know, if it's leaking red stuff, don't bring it down the river, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Call somebody that knows how to repair that or fix that, you know.
Okay.
It might have been the drive line, I don't know. But I didn't want to even look at it because it was somebody's vehicle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to look under somebody's vehicle. Somebody's going to notice that and thinking you're stealing parts off, you know.
Yeah, wait till it quit moving.
Yeah, I don't know if the troopers are equipped to or even know about stuff like this, you know. And there should be some kind of rule or law saying that, you know, you're really being poisoned a lot of stuff once it starts melting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, have a good weekend. Thank you, John, and...
Thank you for the heads up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, huh?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good morning, Ruth.
Yeah, good morning, Kaukauko, Ruth Ivan. I want to read a text that, announcement text. I'll read it. Hold on. A new fire gathering of God's people will take place tonight for worship and teaching under the move of the Holy Spirit. So bring your instruments and voice to End of KC Supply tonight at 7 o'clock. It'll start. So those of you that want to sing, you can contact me, Ruth Yvonne, 545-2368. So we could add your name on to the list of whoever wants to sing. And also, somebody just texted or called about, emailed about the drinking. All you have to do is say no. No, I don't want to do that. You know, I know some people don't have enough power to say no, but God can give you the strength. Okay, good morning.
Mm-hmm, good morning.
Bye.
Good morning.
Well, getting back to that issue, John, with the liquor stores open and...
You know, I'm just wondering, curious, where all that money is going.
That's the one thing I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
Where's the money going?
Where is it going?
And they don't want to tell us unless we ask them.
Nobody wants to call from the city. What the heck?
And then the tobacco tax.
Oh, yeah.
So you got tobacco tax, alcohol tax.
Mm-hmm.
And then they raised their water sewer rates.
Oh, man.
So somebody's, you know, I mean, it's good to see that they're making some money, but where is it going?
Yeah, that's true. Where is the money going? I don't think those guys at the city office ever listen to the radio anyway.
They do. Rick, our current mayor, Rick Robb, is supposed to call when he's not busy, but, mm-hmm. you know, if you're busy, you're busy, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, phone number is here to give us a call, or 543-5985, 543-2756, 1-800-995-8954, or you could always email us at radio@kyk.org.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one about the police need to turn their lights on.
Oh, yeah, because we weren't on the radio, only on the internet. I'll repeat it. This was on Facebook this morning from Bethel. Somebody, police need to turn on their lights when there's low visibility in Bethel and maybe use their turn signals too. Because if we have to do it, common folk have to do it, they should have to do it too. They're not above the law, like you said earlier.
Nobody's above the
mm-hmm.
law. Just because you got a badge on gives you power?
Mm-hmm.
Look at that one cop that got caught on video slamming the guy to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
You never know who's watching you. The power of video, cell phones, cameras,
mm-hmm.
pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we got another call. I don't know if it's John, the same John, but good morning, John.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Different John.
Oh, different John, the other side of John.
Good morning.
Yeah, the other side.
Yeah.
Anyway, talking about the city of Bethel, why don't they have any news, you know? There's no news of anything going on about all the... I'm curious about this you know, nicotine tax and the alcohol tax and all that good stuff. We know there's some good things about that city manager too, you know, but there's some culverts in the city that are facing the wrong way. For instance, my culvert is facing towards the other lot and flooding the poor guy's lot out there. And there's a lake back there that always overflows that, you know, there's a really deep water right outside of his house. And there's a child that almost drowned in that pond. And they reported that. But then the city went on ahead and told them, it'll cost them $10,000 to pump it out. And there's a lake back there with culverts. And them culverts aren't even low enough to where it could keep the water down, you know. And, those things I'm just curious about, you know. I'm from Bethel, from beautiful downtown Bethel. And, you know, those people who voted for Trump, I think they're going to be thinking twice about him in the near future. And just those rich people are going to be, smacking his rear end. Well, anyway, you guys have a good day and a good weekend, and everybody be safe and drive carefully.
Mm-hmm. Grand, John.
Thank you.
Joe, what we need on the radio here from Bethel on KYUK is a call-in show hosted by the City of Bethel personnel, the city clerk, city manager, whoever.
Somebody.
Yeah, from the city, have a call-in show.
Yeah.
We're doing city talk, but this is public, right? The people here in Bethel.
The politicians that we hope are not crooked.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Well, we hope they're not crooked.
Hey, we got Doug. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing today?
I heard you guys talking about... Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Hey, are you guys talking about the liquor store and how much money they're making and whatnot? Well, how about for 2 weeks, AC Quick Stop, the liquor store side, and the convenience side, they are out of plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you run out of plastic bags? I mean, they've made over $1 million on the city of Bethel and the surrounding villages. You know, in less than a year, you're out of plastic bags. Then they're trying to sell you little AC, you know, those little grocery bags for 50 cents in the convenience side and $1.50 in the liquor store side. So, I don't know. And there's no heat in that building. So, I don't know where the money's going. It must be going to Canada.
Man.
Okay, Doug, thank you.
Someone needs to say something.
Yeah, that's you know, I mean, until we speak up and say what's on our mind and tell it like it is, everybody.
Well, I mean exactly.
Everybody, you know, I mean, these people in what we call prominent positions and whatnot, like Trump's only been in office, for a couple of weeks, and he's already raising all kind of commotion.
Hey, I heard this morning that he's going to recruit all of us to go make the wall.
Well, we'll make you the project coordinator. How's that?
No, I don't want that. We'll give it to someone else.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Doug.
To you later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was throwing in the plugs for certain entities here, like the DOT crew,
mm-hmm.
keeping that airport running, keeping mm-hmm. the state highway clear, Bethel Streets Road and Maintenance crew. Water sewer crew. By the way,
those guys on water sewer crew work late into the night.
Yeah, if you're looking for a job and you want to make some money, and don't mind the hours, and you want to work and you're out of a job,
mm-hmm.
Job is one thing, but who you're working for is another. Sometimes you got to look past that, and you want to. They're short-handed. They need some help.
That's right.
You know, I mean, sometimes you know. We don't like who we're working for or what, mm-hmm. you know, and whatnot, but you got to look past that sometimes and say, hey, I need a job. I'd love to work. What you going to offer me? What's the starting pay? I got a CDL. What else do you need from me?
Mm-hmm.
If I had one, I'd jump on that in a heartbeat.
Heck yeah.
And if well, you, I'm sure you had one, you'd be there too.
Oh, sure. They make good money. Oh. I mean, the hours may be long. I mean, they work late into the night. Sometimes they aren't. I see them coming by. I have to be going back to the shop maybe around 10 sometimes at night.
Wow.
Man, and they start early in the morning, those boys. And the girls. Know, there's women
oh,
on
yeah.
there, too.
Don't forget the women.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget the girls, John.
Oh, yeah. No,
you
no.
might get scolded.
Oh, yeah. That they might call in. Yeah. Well, they don't. I don't know if they even listen to the radio.
Oh, they do. We just, I don't know what's going on. It's pretty quiet today. We still got a half an hour to go. Oh, we do have a call. Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing today?
Really?
Oh, morning, Joe. I didn't know. I thought you were still on the other end.
No. Come on, Willie. Go for it. What's on your mind?
I'm just listening to this. That liquor store thing was always on my mind. You know, we hear this yearly. We never seem to have any local pushers. We're always against it because we know what... disaster it leaves us behind so many times every year, and our search and rescue at these previous years is so super tired, you know, and it's hard to recruit these newcomers because they don't know the area, because most of the time when I was in there for several years with Pete there, we were locals were always the best options for us. Like, I would jump in there in the area where I know of people. I think, sure enough, you know, we grew up in this country before Bethel was right on top of the riverbank, you know, as far as Mission Road, little tiny airstrip down the end of the Mission Road, and there used to be a gravesite right on top of the riverbank, way the heck back there. Now it's way gone there. All that corner part down to the Katie Haitley's there chewed up quite a bit all these years. Well, anyway, I just want to mention that liquor store thing. That question popped, got my attention this morning. Where does all this money go, you know? And why we have to have pushers, we should have pushers, not pushers from local, but these guys from, that became here for how many years, they think they know what's good for it, while we locals know the, what they're pushing for, like liquor store, what toll it takes every year. Now recently, they have been happening, even this dog team racing, daring, just a few days, just a couple of days ago, they went right up here, they found somebody right up here, and another one, a week before that around here in town. Always intoxicated, never sober, you know, when we hear these things, they should listen to locals, that the locals know the best was been going on for the Bethel raised up all the way back almost near below Utmouth up now. Holy cow, old houses all over the place now. You don't even know who's who anymore. Locals are disappearing. Anyway, that's what make me wonder where all those pushers, and they don't talk about liquor store when things start happening like this and after they push big time. But anyway, for the races too, boy, holy cow, maybe city, I don't know if the city, will the city or is the city involved with those racing? Because this year, all those races, they didn't race for nothing, man. Neither one of them had prizes, even the last one, that big time prize. Make me want to go out there, race any kind of dog, but holy.
Yeah, you come in last year, win big time.
Yeah, well, those of us that can't do it anymore, I've been here for so many years, like me and you. I'm I'm not 100% active anymore like I used to, but I just do a lot of wishing. I wish I could go back to those races. Hmm. But anyway, that question kind of wondered after they push these liquor store things, and then we don't hear the proper statement before, where does it go?
Hmm.
That kind of raises me up anyway. But okay, anyway, I'm glad our race is all finished this year without having so much problem, and I'm glad for Pete Kaiser local to be the top again here. And 150 was won by what was that guy's name? Joe?
Somebody, Daniel?
Daniel?
150. Who was that bogus 150 winner, Geraldine?
Oh, Louis Pavla.
Louis, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was four-time winner, yeah. That's what he said on there.
Go ahead.
And I find out who helps him, and one of them anyway, and I know the guy, and it's one of the reasons why I want to, if he's listening with somebody, my buddy, he handles and helps out Lewis with his team, and I was thinking to needle him. Danny Ulrich's brother, I guess. Jack Ulrich? Yeah, I heard he was care for Lewis. I'd never seen him for some time. I know him by heart. And I was going to congratulate him. Said that I bet the Lewis wins because of your handling there. You know, needed him a lot, you know. But anyway, if he's in there, maybe that's why Lewis won, because Jack helped him out, you know. He's a good dog carrier like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm glad they come out here on good time.
Okay, Willie.
Yeah, right there. Sometimes, like I tell you, my age, holy cow, he's 73 years old, and nobody's afraid to say anything. Your mind plays with you, and you forget I could come over here and start dialing your number and then forget what I'm going to go say for a while. Well, anyway, good morning anyway, and I'm glad all the our team will finish races, win in good health this year.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got the one and only Shaddy in Bethel.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
Okay, just giving my weekly announcement. This is Shaddy Robbie calling from the UK or YK Fitness Center. Just a reminder, all admissions to the pool during the weekend, so this includes today, Saturday, and Sunday, are 50% off. So come on over tonight if you're looking for something to do. Next, every final Saturday of the month, which happens to be tomorrow, children 12 and under are admitted to the pool from 12 to 5 p.m. at no cost. The Inksman Law Office pays the fee for all children 12 and under from 12 to 5 p.m. to come to the pool for free. So if anybody listening is looking for something to do with the kids tomorrow, bring them on over to the pool. It's really affordable. Even if they're over 12, it's half price. Because the YK Lifesavers organization covers that cost.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody for John that's like 67?
He would get the senior discount. So
you heard that, John?
How much is that?
So the regular, let me check here. The regular cost of admission for seniors is pretty affordable. Let me just pull it up here real quick. Senior to the pool on a normal day is $3. So
cool.
You would get, it would be $1.50.
Cool.
Half price.
Well, I go soak in your hot tub.
That's cheaper than a cab.
Cheaper, that yeah, the cab getting over here will be more expensive than the admission.
Yeah, well, the bus is even cheaper than that.
There you go.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if anybody listening wants to do something with the kiddos, bring them on over. And then just a reminder that our fitness classes are still running, and if anybody's looking to get involved in anything this weekend, come on over. We have Aqua Zumba tomorrow. We have Judo tomorrow. We have yoga on Sunday. We have water polo on Sunday, and we have judo again on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
All of our swim classes are rocking and rolling, so if anybody is looking to get their kids in classes, it's not too late, so please just call over or come over and ask us if we can get any of them in classes. We are starting a personal training program, and that we're trying to roll that out by February 1st. So if anybody listening is seeking a personal trainer, please call our facility or come on over, and we'll try to get you linked up with one of our personal trainers and whip you into shape real fast.
Yeah, I need that.
You need that? You can come on over and sign up then.
Because my arm muscles are what you call stiffening up. I can't even raise my arms up over my head.
That's another great excuse to come to the pool. The pool is very low impact, so you could regain all that flexibility by just swimming a few times a week.
Well, one thing I know, I won't be able to breathe too much when I go up there because, you know, at my age, my stomach gets to places before the rest of me does.
Hey, John, you can't make excuses now. You're in.
Yep, I expect you over here, John. I got you on the hook, man.
Bring your cameras. I'm headed up eventually.
Yep, and just lastly, if anybody has any questions, please call us at 543-0390. Like us on Facebook. Our Facebook account is the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sharing stuff to Bethel Bargains, and it's going on in Bethel quite frequently. So if you see it on there, please like us, and then you'll get all of our information. And the last resource is our website. So our website is ykfitness.org. And that has all up-to-date and accurate information about membership prices, the difference between a senior cost of admission to just a regular adult. And then you can always come over here and speak to us. You can ask for Shaddy, or you can ask our front desk attendants. They're well informed as well.
Cool.
What was the phone number again? 543-0390. Okay, got it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep, have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks, okay. Shaddy.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Joe.
How you doing today?
Bob Gaya.
I got one of your looks with me.
Bob Gaya.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, I was just hearing, I keep on hearing the problem, you know, and it's getting a lot, a problem with the villages around our area. But the liquor store was voted in by the Bethel people, and it's here to stay. And I keep hearing village people calling, you know, and I would recommend to the village, they have tribes, you know. They also have corporations. And I don't really believe Bethel is responsible. For honestly, I don't really believe that the Bethel City of Bethel is not responsible for their health, the death issue here. I think it falls under the tribal and their corporations. I believe they all get funding from the federal government or from the state of Alaska. I recommend they should try to find, with their administrations, try to find funding for their local people that come and do business in Bethel, such as search and rescue people or tribal police patrolling the trails between the villages and Bethel to ensure that there is safety along the way, along the routes back and forth. That would help a lot. It's like the city of Bethel. Nobody hears about all the taxes anymore. I don't know if all these people are using the money properly, but the tribe should be, and the corporation should be requesting funding from the federal government or the state to ensure that the safety of their people, because of the businesses that we have legally put in our area here, the safety of their people are watched over and taken care of. But Bishop keeps getting blamed for this, and I I'm pretty sure it's somebody in the tribal or the corporations that should, you know, pay more attention to their people and their care. Maybe that will help. That will help the death problem that we're having and the sickness problem. We have an alcohol treatment center for them here in Bethel. If the tribes and the corporations would, you know, submit some of these people, take care of their people, and bring them here themselves, rather than, most of our people got nothing to do, you know. They don't have jobs, and this is what's happening with the little money that they have. They're coming to Bethlehem, to our business here, and doing that thing. A good thing would be if Trump hires all our Eskimos in the region and go down there and build his wall for him. Yeah, that would take away something for our young people to do, you know, give them a job at least. But that's all I had, John. Thank you very much. Yeah, bye.
Words of wisdom from Brown Slough, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, the one and only.
Bob Kaya.
Okay, we have an email?
Yeah, we do. It's good. An anonymous email. It says, I wish our regional corporation, Jalisa, would provide funding for a sniffer dog and a trainer to work at the Raven Air Terminal in Anchorage.
To sniff out what?
Drugs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's another problem. But anyway, what happens in Bethel stays in Bethel. What happens in the village stays in the village. Right?
That's the way it's supposed to work.
That's how it should work. We know how things go. You know, we got to quit blaming everybody. Start taking a stand for what we think is right in your each community. If you don't take a stand, nobody else will. We got to teach these young kids what's right and what's wrong, and we got to show an example by setting things the way they are. Isn't that right, John? Okay, Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning, this is Anonymous.
Okay, you're on the air.
I've been listening to the state legislation.
Can you please turn your radio down?
Okay. And they've been talking about alcohol excise tax. So, what's up with that? You know? What's that funding going to?
That's what everybody's trying to find out. Nobody wants to say nothing.
Yeah. So, maybe the city of Bethel and the surrounding villages should be looking into that alcohol excise tax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, will it tax the hell out of us who buy alcohol?
Yeah. Okay, thank you for your call.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I need to let somebody know from somewhere on the river or in the village. In our lost and found department here at KYUK, we have a plastic gunny sack with 4-inch stovepipes in it. They were found on the truck trail outside of Bethel. Call 543-0234 to claim. That's our Tenor Drums phone number here. Those stovepipes are expensive. Whoever lost them should
claim
them. Come and pick them up. Yeah.
Okay, Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Joe. How you been doing?
My name ain't Trump, and you don't look like you're Clinton.
How's up, Joe? I mean,
John?
Yeah.
Uppa.
He's right here.
Yeah, Uppa John. Yeah. Yeah, I finally hear his voice. I heard him on a talk show, him and my new lassie.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking. That was pretty. I thought that was pretty cool on that TikTok. So that to me it was. But anyway, about this alcohol they've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Well, it's city's problem. You know, it's not the village's problem because the city of Bethel vote for it. And I mm-hmm. believe the turnout was really low. Mm-hmm. And that was the problem. If they wanted to have no liquor store in Bethel, they sort of went out and vote. Mm-hmm. But I believe they were low turnout. So that means they didn't care if there was a liquor store or not. Mm. That's how I see it. Mm. And the surrounding village has nothing to do with the Bethel because we're not Bethel citizens to vote or residents to vote. It's Bethel's. You know, that's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the vote that turned out they wanted the liquor store, and that's more people vote for it, and there was less people that went to vote. And that's where the problem was. That's where it occurred. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you know, they shouldn't say anything if you know, alcohol, I'm against alcohol myself. I was a user for like 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was a user of that alcohol. Mm-hmm. I was abused. I was using it abusedly, and that's where I learned. I wake up 13 years ago not to touch it anymore. But it's the person's how they misuse it. Mm-hmm. They misuse it. And these young people nowadays, they'll take on anything that will get them high.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that will get them high.
Mm-hmm.
And there are more users, underage more users than I was born.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that arises in Bethel that's going to create problems, Bethel residents should go out. If it's no good, they shouldn't stay home. They should go out and vote. That's where it counts. If they don't want it, they should have went out. But there were more votes on the alcohol, so that's how it turned out. It's all about the voting.
Yeah, that's what it came down to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people that are blaming Bethel for their problems, they should look at themselves before they start pointing fingers. And, you know, it's up to each community to enforce their laws. And if you got laws where there's not supposed to be no alcohol, enforce the laws.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, like, yeah, here they bring it and they drink it, and it's not enforced.
Well, that's
the problem on each, every village to me. If mm-hmm. it's the problem in my village, I'm sure it's a problem to that other villages too. It's not being enforced.
Yeah.
If it was enforced, they would have no problems whatsoever. They'd be scared to bring it in because they have a stiffer, put stiffer penalties on them, and they'll quit.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember when Kipnuk started enforcing their laws and were searching bags coming into the villages. You remember that?
I remember that.
You know,
yes.
I mean, why can't each village do that?
Well, it's their
own. What are they afraid of?
Well, it's the tribe. It's the tribe council, IRA council, tribal council, and the villages to come up with that situation if they want to do that. But it's up to the villages and the leaders.
That's the key word. It's up to the villages and the leaders for each community.
That's where it is. And if they're not going to do nothing about it,
they shouldn't complain.
They shouldn't even complain. They shouldn't even point fingers at anybody saying this and that. No, they should point finger at themselves as a council.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, when I get enough of that, I'm gonna point my finger at you.
Oh well, it's good. Once in a while, point finger at me is good, but not hard.
Then you could point it right back and say we're even.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good. But the others. Other, on the other hand, too, there's a lot of people go to Bethel to do shopping, you know.
Yeah,
it's
not
all about the booze, you know. It's not all about the marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
They come up there to do their shopping, and they pay their tax. We pay their tax. We pay our part. And they were saying big questions. Where's all that alcohol tax going? They're just talking about alcohol. What about the other businesses,
mm-hmm.
like hotels, stores, and all these other mm-hmm. little businesses? You know, who's taking care of all that?
You know,
nobody wants to take care of it.
Yeah, you know, the surrounding villages, they do quite a bit of shopping here in Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
They do.
I mean, you know, maybe the city of Bethel and the villages should have a annual potluck and celebrate the village people coming into Bethel and pay their fair share of taxes. And, you know, that's, where would Bethel be without them?
Well, that's true. Bethel would probably be trying to survive itself if it ever, you know, it's a hub. That's the reason why they go there, is because it's a hub.
Mm-hmm.
And like 30, 40 years ago, Bethel wasn't like that. Now look at it. We've got 6,000 mm-hmm. population.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh, out of 100, you know.
Alex, you know, I appreciate your call, and I'm glad you are listening, and I'm glad you call and give your opinion, regardless of how big, small, right, wrong, good, or bad it is.
Well, I wanted to say something, because it seems like people are just blaming Bethel. It's not Bethel. It's just Bethel controls its own self.
Yep. Thank you.
Is that
okay,
the right
you
time?
Guys too. Take care and have a nice weekend.
You too.
Yeah, koyana.
See, young.
We're going to take an email and one more caller.
Yep, this is an email from Teresa. It says, good morning. Sure hate to complain, but you know we'll have some kind of complaints to be made. First of all, why does YKHC Hospital exist? To help our people live a healthy lifestyle? Well, my biggest concern is when there is something wrong with a patient and the patient explains they know there is something wrong. Why do the doctors doubt what you do? You go and get a second opinion. I have heard very, very sad stories with doctors not taking their patients serious, and this got me thinking so much about how we get treated with the doctors that are supposed to help us. I know they do the best they can, but to turn down patients or the patients never hearing back from the doctors to deal with the serious health concerns, and I am disappointed right now knowing this person hasn't gotten a call after over 3 weeks due to their serious health issues. I guess we need to be half dead before we can get good service. This is totally wrong for any doctors to let their patients fall in the cracks somewhere and not get back to their patients, especially when they know serious issues of cancer, heart problems, diabetes, and etc. This has been on my mind for a while and need to share my complaints and concerns. Those of you that get offended, please forgive me. I just needed this out because a lot of our people who won't speak up their complaints or concerns. Big shout out to and thanks to our health aides who do their best they can. We are very blessed to have health aides within our villages. Happy Friday from Teresa in Chuachpaluk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Good, good.
Okay, we got time for one more caller.
We have a couple more minutes left.
Yep. Okay, Herman, you're back, live and in color.
Hey, I'm your comment on that alcohol issue. You know, it seemed like Bethel went through this before. You know, people got tired of all the deaths and all the bad things that alcohol brought, and they petitioned the board to close on a liquor store in Bethel. And that person was right. You know, maybe they should bring it to a revote, and maybe they could get enough people to speak out. Speak out and left the board against it, because they're not considering in fact it's having all the surrounding village, especially young people. And Bethel got along fine without it before, and where is that money going? Someone needs to find out. That is going to Canadians and AC, you know. That's where all the money's going. And, or, you know, that might be one way to fix the problem. That don't mean people won't be able to get alcohol. That's to be able to order like how they did, you know, and crack down on the bootleggers. But you guys are not outweighing the harm it's doing. You know, how many deaths is it worth? How many broken homes is it alcohol worth? The police can have a right to speak and say, and it's not only saying it stays in Bethel, no, it goes to the villages.
Yeah, but we don't control what happens in the villages.
But, you know, listen, they stopped it before, and there's a chance it can be stopped again. People have a right to be heard, especially people who are being hurt, especially the children who don't have a say and who are being hurt. Can consider them.
Where's the parents? Where's the parents? That's what I want to know. Anyway, this has been Friday Morning Talk Line. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank everybody that called and all the emails that came. If you're going to go out, have a plan. Let somebody know where you're going, when you're going to be back. Don't drink and drive. Be safe and stay warm. Express yourself.